Hello, this is Aria Sings, and I'm going to be doing the festive Christmas questionnaire from Lucy D. Dream With Me. Figured I'd do that for funsies. Alright, we'll start with number one, which is favorite Christmas movie. I'll admit it, it has terrible optics, but I like Love Actually. It's one of those movies that it's like it's bad, but it's good, or whatever, so. Favorite Christmas song? Probably something like Carol of the Bells, or really any of the Christmas songs that are sung by Nat King Cole or Johnny Mathis. Those are like top tier. Favorite Christmas cookie or dessert? If it's a cookie, it's going to be a sugar cookie. If it's dessert, then usually end up having like pumpkin pie. So, what do I do on Christmas Eve? It kind of depends on the year. Sometimes I'm going over to the in-laws, sometimes I'm not. So, I don't really have any plans this year for Christmas Eve. Talk us through a typical Christmas day. Well, I am married, but we don't have kids, so it's pretty much wake up whenever we feel like waking up and heading over to one of our parents' houses and doing, you know, a lot of times Christmas dinner, open presents, all of that. So, nothing really special, no traditions or whatever. What's my dream destination for the holidays? I don't really know. I mean, I can just tell you like some of my dream destinations in general, which are like, I'd love to go to Europe. I definitely would love to go to the UK and Scotland, Ireland. Would love to go to like New Zealand. So, yeah. We'll just go with those. When did I find out the truth about Santa? I was probably, I don't know, 8, 9 years old. The first thing was I had gotten a Barbie dream house with like the workable elevator, and it was really weird that Santa had my mom's handwriting, and why would Santa leave the box, you know, in the trash and everything? Like, it was kind of one of those, like, something's not right here. And then there was another time where I found the receipt and saw, like, all the gifts there for us, and so I was like, yeah, no, Santa's not real. Do I prefer Christmas Eve day or Boxing Day? I don't celebrate Boxing Day, so we'll just skip that. Do I prefer the Eve or the day? Eh, whatever. most memorable gift I've ever received, you know, that stupid Barbie house was pretty memorable, especially because it's paired with, you know, the whole, is Santa real? I'd say probably the only other thing I can think of, honestly, is getting one of those, like, huge, like, 10-pound chocolate bars or whatever. For Christmas, my parents just got me this huge Hershey bar, and I just remember it took me forever to eat that thing. So, yeah. And then, most memorable gift I've given. I'm not sure. I really don't. I mean, aside from my husband and I tend to, with our nieces and nephews, we end up buying at least one noisy gift. And it's usually when they're younger. And so, various noisy gifts that we've gotten. There was one where there was a horse head on a stick that you ride, and it would do the William Tell overture and then say, like, "Hi ho, Silver." And then there was another year where we got one of those little xylophones, but of course it doesn't have batteries. It just has a little mallet that you bang on it. So that was funny, because you can't just take the batteries out of it, you know? So I would say those are probably the most memorable. Let's see. Do I prefer to buy gifts or make things? It's kind of dependent on the year. I'll usually buy, like, gift cards, but there have been some times where I've made, like, crocheted some things for people. Quick, try to name all of Santa's reindeer. Fuck. Rudolph. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen? Is that it? I don't know. Last minute shopper, or are you organized? I would say that I'm usually a last minute shopper. Any funny, embarrassing stories about the holidays? I was really, really young when this happened, because it was my dad's first Christmas with us, and, my aunt had gone out to get a turkey, and she got a kosher turkey. What that means exactly to me, I don't know. I'm not Jewish. But she got a kosher turkey, and they cooked the turkey and then let my dad, you know, have the honors of carving it. And, you know, he was having some trouble because apparently there was just no meat on this turkey. And so, you know, that in itself, I guess, was embarrassing, but the funny part of it was my aunt actually took the carcass back to the store and returned it, and they gave her money back, so she was weird like that. She could somehow get away with doing shit like that, so. What Christmas scents always make you nostalgic? You know, I love the smell of pine needles. Candy canes, definitely. My mom would, usually take various spices like cinnamon, cloves, ginger, and, take some orange peel, and she would put those on a pot to boil, and so the smell would be all over and everything, and it reminds me of the holidays. Am I on the naughty list or am I on the nice list? Probably the nice list, but I can be on the naughty list if I want. If I could bump into any celebrity under the mistletoe, who would it be? Probably Chris Evans or Sebastian Stan. I'll take either. Let's see here. Any family special holiday recipes? My mom has a thing for peanut brittle that has been kind of passed down, but I don't like peanut brittle, so I don't really know what's special about it. So, but aside from that, there really isn't anything special. What do you do during the stretch of time between Christmas and New Year's Eve? I mean, if I were working, I would be working, but aside from that, nothing. don't know. Do I make New Year's resolutions? And do I have any for this year? You know, I don't commit to making resolutions, but I definitely will be like, yeah, it would be nice if I could do this or that or whatever. But I don't really make it this whole big thing. So, real or fake Christmas tree? Fake. I'm not dealing with those needles. Candy cane or gingerbread men? Candy canes. I love peppermint. It is my favorite flavor of all and my favorite scent, and people will buy me candy canes and I'll just sit there and munch on them all the time. Eggnog or mulled wine? I am not a wine person, and I've never had mulled wine specifically, so we'll just say eggnog, usually pumpkin spiced. Mariah Carey or Michael Bublé? Neither. Multicolored lights or white lights? Either multicolored, or if I could get straight blue, then I'm cool, but not white. White's boring. And then last is ice skating or sledding? To be honest, I've not done either, so I have no opinion on that. So anyways, that was the Christmas questionnaire by Lucy D. Dream with me, and I hope you guys enjoyed this. I'm hoping to come out with a new audio either by the end of the year or at the beginning of the year, so for those who like listening. So awesome. I will talk to you guys later.